This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to get to this right away from the 214. Biggest bust in Cowboys draft history, Andre Ware.
I was just about to say
I don't know if that's in reference to Stephen Jones yesterday. Okay, when he was like, hey, we got some great players after the first round, like Andre Ware. He was talking about it.
Andre Ware was a player.
Yeah, I guess it was DeMarcus Lawrence is where we were trying to go, and he was thinking DeMarcus
Ware.
I know, but that was still a first-round pick.
I don't know, man.
So I guess, but yes, he meant DeMarcus Ware in that instance.
Andre Girard?
And he said
he was a second round pick, I
believe.
Yeah,
maybe. But he said Andre Ware. Now, go ahead and tell us who you think the biggest Cowboys draft bust of all time is. In the meantime, I go to the Corey News Desk for Stars News.
All right. Our friend Brian Ray is reporting from Leah. She writes for the Morning News. Do you know how to say it?
Oh, Assimacopoulos. I think it's Assimacopoulos.
Assimacopoulos. Sagan is in the mix, but not confirmed to play tonight in Nashville. Some game time decisions are still looming. So that was Brian Ray.
Sagan was playing for sure tonight.
Now here's what Leah says. Jake Ottinger will start in goal tonight versus Nashville.
Okay. Right?
Then they're going to the emergency goalie, I believe. No, I'm just joking. The rest of the lineup is a game time decision.
What? They were going all in.
The rest of the lineup is a game time decision. Pete DeBoer said Tyler Seguin is in the mix. And then the last line, flu is still an issue for some. So some of the guys are dealing with
the flu. Okay, so it's not a rest thing necessarily.
Doesn't sound like that. So there are, but there's still some game time decisions going on, and we'll see how Tyler Seguin gets fit into the mix.
Okay.
Wild for tonight, man. Wild.
Interesting. Now,
which game's more interesting tonight? That one or the Mavs?
I mean, it's the Mavericks game because the Stars game literally means nothing.
But doesn't the Mavs game?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Look, it's a weird thing because you have to win that game to make it to the Friday night road game against Mr. Grenade and company. And then you have to win that game to make it into a playoff series against Oklahoma City, of which you would be a preposterous underdog.
We're well on our way, baby. On our way.
All right.
It all starts tonight.
Yeah. The Mavericks can look. So. I'll argue it all ends tonight. The Mavericks season, the Stars regular season, but we'll find out. All right. Now, in the meantime, for the Dallas Cowboys, we've been talking about doing this segment for a little bit, and I've seen a couple of different answers, and people already have given us all kinds of different answers from the 940, gotta be Taco Charlton. From the 903, I think it's Tristan Hill. And what about Bobby Carpenter? And I like this one because they compared Cowboys draft bust to other Cowboys draft busts. So they didn't say, like, what about when we took this person instead of this person? They said, I'm going to take Bobby Carpenter slightly over Taco.
Okay. I really don't think there is a right or correct answer because every one of the Cowboys fans out there has felt this differently. I do feel, though, we still need to roll around on the other side and say, what was their best ever pick? Because I bet that's an argument because AI has told me somebody that I disagree with.
Because my first thought value-wise, I guess, would be Larry Allen. But then the NFL draft used to be like 20 rounds long. And so they probably got some really dope player in like the 11th round.
Roger Staubach was a 10th round pick.
Okay, well, then it's probably him.
29 overall.
Yeah, then it's probably.
But that's a conversation for another day, Kevin, as Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Larry Allen are all on that list as well. For this one, I have somebody is going to text in Greg Ellis. That's going to happen.
Sure.
Because of Randy Moss. Greg Ellis was a fine player, though. Greg Ellis was a very good player. He was not Randy Moss. I get it. But I can't put him as the number one on this list. It's in conversation, but not at all.
Now, I'm going to throw out a candidate.
Not even in my top 10.
Who I had not heard of before the last week or so. Are you familiar with the draft pick Bill Thomas?
No.
That's good. That helps my case. Because you've heard of all these other people.
I think Thurman Thomas played for the Bills.
That is true.
That's what you're trying to
do. No, I see where you're going with that. Bill Thomas was the Dallas Cowboys' number 26 overall pick in 1972. He played 7 games for the Cowboys as a rookie and then moved on to the Oilers and the Kansas City Chiefs. By the time his career was over, he had 36 rushing yards.
Oh.
So,
ooh.
He was picked number 26. He played 7 games for the Cowboys and ended his career with 36 yards rushing. That feels like a strong candidate. I know what's going to hurt him is nobody knows who the hell that is.
Yeah.
Where people are going to celebrate or be frustrated about like their more recent disappointment.
Shante Carver definitely stands out when he finished with 11 and a half sacks in 4 seasons. He was picked number 23, and it was kind of like,
Was that Arizona State?
Yeah, something like that. It was more of those like, kind of moments. I think Taco's going to get so much in this conversation.
I get that.
I totally understand that. Felix Jones always felt to me like a, really? It felt like it was kind of a poor, I got to go back and look at what
you
year
felt
that
like
was.
That was a good old boy network selection,
yeah,
right?
I mean, obviously I thought McFadden was going to be a better like running back and everything. And Felix Jones just didn't feel right. Well, Julius Jones, in my mind, I was furious on the day that draft happened. I was like, you could have had Steven Jackson. He traded back to get Julius Jones and I guess some other picks. And I was like, what's happening here? But I always felt like Felix Jones was kind of was a pick that I did not agree with.
I've only seen 2 people text this in. I was reading an article from Sportskeeda and they said it's Mo Claiborne.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the biggest draft bust in Cowboys history just because they took him. That is one thing. They moved up in the first round and they took him so high. That is one thing that sets him apart.
And he didn't end up being who he really was. Like people were like, dude, this is a Deion type cornerback.
He was the first defensive player taken in that draft. If I remember correctly, like at least with Bobby Carpenter or David LaFleur or Taco Charlton, you're talking about mid to late first round picks. One thing Claiborne has going for him, I guess, in this situation, which is not necessarily what you want, is he was picked high and the Cowboys traded up to get him.
Dude, that Felix Jones draft year was just a poor draft overall.
Was it?
Jake Long went number 1.
Oh.
Chris Long went number 2.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Matt Ryan went 3.
Okay.
And Darren McFadden 4. Then Glenn Dorsey, Vernon Golston, Cedric Ellis, Derek Harvey, Keith Root, like a bunch of names that you're like,
that is a rough year.
Huh. And so Flacco goes, what? Felix Jones, Rashard Mendenhall, Chris Johnson. 3 running backs in a row. And
yeah.
You'd probably take the other 2
Chris
still
Johnson
over those guys.
2,000 yards.
And then there's Dwayne Bowe.
Somewhere over the Dwayne
Bowe.
All right. So your official answer is?
No, you can't say that one. I'm going to say Felix Jones, even though it was a very poor draft overall.
Alec, who is the worst Cowboys draft pick bust of all time?
I'd probably go Claiborne just because of what you just hit on. The fact that you had to move up to get him. You made him the first defensive player off the board. And all the comparisons. I hate pre-draft comparisons because they set up moments like this. You know, it's just unfair to the prospect. It's unfair to the fan base even when the national talking heads say, hey, he's going to be the next Deion. And then you don't get much out of it. And then you got to live with the fact that you moved up to get a guy that's not going to play for you much longer. That's tough. Obviously, being a younger guy, Taco Charlton sticks with me a lot and has fueled my hate for Michigan players.
Pause Taco for a second because he works into my next part of this question then. Is your hierarchy of what makes it a bad pick, is it the comp that you just talked about? Is it where you went, or is it who you almost immediately passed over for that? Because I think
that happens a lot.
Because Taco was a bad pick. Like, I'm not here to defend that pick whatsoever. But I think what really rockets him up people's list is you see the alternative of TJ Watt there, and you're like, what the hell? I think that's what really pushes him for people.
I think it is going to be exactly that, who was available, because you're going to have some people that are going to look at like the CeeDee Lamb pick, and you're going to look at some of the names that went in front of him and some of the other receivers, especially in that class. There's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be kicking themselves, you know, like the Raiders are going to be like, dang, a Henry Ruggs pick. You know, that was interesting, you know, so there's every team experiences that. And I think from a fan point of view, it's very frustrating when you see a potential generational talent go 1-2 picks after a pick that you made. That's rough.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking back to like 2000, right after the Mo Claiborne pick.
Okay.
The next year, I guess, 2014-ish. Mm-hmm. Since then, since the Cowboys have been picking in the top 20. They've almost nailed it every time. Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, Zach Martin, Zeke, LVE. LVE's kind of the outlier, although he was a very good player. But Parsons, CeeDee, Zeke, and Zach Martin, those are, you nailed it when you're in the top 20 picking. So I have a lot of faith that they're going to get this one right. And it felt like the LVE pick, was that 19, I believe, something like that? Yeah, it was. He was the 19th overall pick. That was one of those where you were like, you're in that range of you might have run out of players. I know Derwin James was kind of the name we were all excited about, but you'd kind of run out of players. But when you have players left that are available, the Cowboys usually do pretty good there.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really intrigued by potentially looking at the other side and maybe like the Cowboys' best pick in every round
when they're outside of it, like they've had some ding-dongs, if you will.
Sherman Williams has come up, and no, it is not the paint entrepreneur. In honor of Mike Bassick, I know David LaFleur is always a pick.
Did you agree with Quincy Carter?
It's just too high. It's the same thing. Like this year, for example, if you take Quinn Ewers, like let's just say in the third round, I do not approve of that pick. If you take him in the fifth round, great. I think that's totally fine. I still don't know what he'll amount to, but I think from a value perspective, that's completely fine. And that was the issue, because most people had Quincy Carter going in the fourth round. But the thing they'll say about quarterbacks is you can't risk it. Like maybe they had gotten intel that he wasn't even going to be there at that point in the third round. And that's a tough thing, because whatever the pre-draft expectation is, it's hard to break that. You know, like you go back to Tim Tebow. It's like, oh my God, they took Tim Tebow at the end of this round? What are they doing? Maybe they had intel that three other teams in the first half of the second round were going to take Tebow. But instead, everyone's like, well, this was stupid because nobody was going to take him. I mean, hell, that's kind of the way I felt about Travis Frederick at the time. I thought it was an overdraft in terms of value. Clearly, as a player, it turned out phenomenally. And maybe the Cowboys had intel that there were four teams that are like, we're going to take him before you get back around.
For all those that are chiming in about Steve DeBerg, he definitely does not fit the worst ever draft.
Because he wasn't a bust.
Exactly. And he was picked by the Cowboys in the 10th round, just like Roger Staubach in the 10th round.
Steve DeBerg.
Yep.
So we might have to scale this down to in 94 is when they moved to the 7th round. Because there it feels like the NFL draft used to be like the MLB draft used to be, where they'd let you just keep picking players until you were tired of picking players. But it looks like Bobby Carpenter and Taco Charlton are the leading vote getters here. And it feels like for kind of different reasons. It feels like people were just irritated at Bobby Carpenter because he just wasn't good. But it feels like people were irritated about Taco because he could have been TJ Watt. Not to say he was good, absolutely. But they were like, oh, we took you instead of TJ Watt?
Yeah, because he couldn't put his hand on the ground and now he's putting his hand on the ground.
Well, guess what? Classic Cowboys, they'll probably get TJ Watt in 3 years. Not now. That would still be too soon.
I do also remember, though, when everybody was furious that they didn't get Sharif Floyd, and yes. everybody lost their minds, and Shreve Floyd
that was in the Frederick draft.
He played a career. And so, like, people get wrong about players all the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.